Hello everybody and welcome to episode 82 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 27th of May 2008. See, told you, two podcasts done at much the same time, I'm an eye clever, woohoo! This podcast, you'll be glad to hear, will hopefully be more interesting than my last podcast, which, if you started listening and you're not interested in digital radios or anything, you probably slit your wrists. So if you killed yourself today because of that last podcast, I can only apologise to your family. No point in apologising to you, because if you're dead, you won't hear me apologising. Anyway, now I'll get on to what I've been up to since I recorded the last podcast. So now to jump back, sort of took us into the Huntington bit, and then we also use Network 51 apparently, which sort of goes, well, it goes quite a distance basically from what I can tell, but we only use a sort of distance way from Huntington into Wavesley, so the cycle is really nice indeed. As I said, we did 58 miles, which is a record for us, so basically one way there was about 29 miles, I think, which is, again, it's quite a long distance, think about 29 miles in one big go. It's quite long. We did stop on the way down at one place. Again, I couldn't tell the name of it, but it was into the map, so we just sort of found this little, like, nice little stop or something, and stopped there, and we had an ice cream each, and I had a sausage roll, and Mike sort of took us into the Huntington bit. And then we also used Network 51, apparently, which sort of goes, well, it goes quite a distance, basically, from what I can tell. But we only use a sort of distance way from Huntington into Wavesley. So the cycle is really nice indeed. As I said, we did 58 miles, which is a record for us. So basically, one way there was about 29 miles, I think, which is, again, it's quite a long distance, think about 29 miles in one big go. It's quite long. We did stop on the way down at one place. Again, I couldn't tell the name of it, but it was into the map, so we just sort of found this little, like, nice little stop or something, and stopped there, and we had an ice cream each, and I had a sausage roll, and Mike sort of took us into the Huntington bit. And then we also used Network 51, apparently, which sort of goes, well, it goes quite a distance, basically, from what I can tell. But we only use a sort of distance way from Huntington into Wavesley. So the cycle is really nice indeed. As I said, we did 58 miles, which is a record for us. So basically, one way there was about 29 miles, I think, which is, again, it's quite a long distance, think about 29 miles in one big go. It's quite long. We did stop on the way down at one place. Again, I couldn't tell the name of it, but it was into the map, so we just sort of found this little, like, nice little stop or something, and stopped there, and we had an ice cream each, and I had a sausage roll, and my into a big date, and you go through a lot of villages, and it's got hillier, and as I found out last time, we can sort of cheat and go down this road, and it sort of takes, as well, takes quite a while. Into a big date, and you go through a lot of villages, and it's got hillier, and as I found out last time, we can sort of cheat and go down this road, and it sort of takes, as well, takes quite a while. Down this road, and it sort of takes, as well, takes quite a mileage out. So basically went down there. The only bit we did get a bit confused, we went into Huntington, and we sort of really had a good look at the map, so we're sort of relying on, like, the National Cycle Network sort of signs, and some of them in Huntington weren't that great, so we're sort of guessing, so we sort of, there's some bits on the National Cycle Network sort of missed because we didn't quite know where we're going, but we did really well indeed. And in case you wanted to know the National Cycle Network bit we use number 12, which is basically took us into the Huntington bit. And then we also use Network 51, apparently, which sort of goes, well, it goes quite a distance, basically, from what I can tell. But we only had sort of really a good look at the map, so we're sort of relying on, like, the National Cycle Network sort of signs, and some of them in Huntington weren't that great, so we're sort of guessing, so we sort of, there's some bits on the National Cycle Network sort of missed because we didn't quite know where we're going, but we did really well indeed. And in case you wanted to know the National Cycle Network bit we use number 12, which is basically took us into the Huntington bit. And then we also use Network 51, apparently, which sort of goes, well, it goes quite a distance, basically, from what I can tell. But we only use a sort of distance way from Huntington into Wavesley. So the cycle is really nice indeed. As I said, we did 58 miles, which is a record for us. So we had sort of really a good look at the map, so we're sort of relying on, like, the National Cycle Network sort of signs, and some of them in Huntington weren't that great, so we're sort of guessing, so we sort of, there's some bits on the National Cycle Network sort of missed because we didn't quite know where we're going, but we did really well indeed. And in case you wanted to know the National Cycle Network bit we use number 12, which is basically took us into the Huntington bit. And then we also use Network 51, apparently, which sort of goes, but it goes quite a distance basically from what I can tell. But we only use a sort of distance went from Huntington into Wavesley. So the cycle is really nice indeed. As I said, we did 58 miles, which is a record for us. So we're down this road and it sort of takes, as well, takes quite a mileage out. So basically went down there. The only bit we did get a bit confused, we went into Huntington. I had a really good look at the map. So we're sort of relying on like the National Cycle Network sort of signs, and some of them in Huntington weren't that great, so we're sort of guessing, so we sort of, there's some bits on the National Cycle Network sort of missed because we didn't quite know where we're going, but we did really well indeed. And in case you wanted to know the National Cycle Network bit we use number 12, which is basically took us in sort of the Huntington bit. And then we also use network 51 apparently, which sort of goes, well, it goes quite a distance, basically, from what I can tell. But we only had a really good look at the map, so we're sort of relying on like the National Cycle Network sort of signs, and some of them in Huntington weren't that great, so we're sort of guessing, so we sort of, there's some bits on the National Cycle Network sort of missed because we didn't quite know where we're going, but we did really well indeed. And in case you wanted to know the National Cycle Network bit we use number 12, which is basically took us in sort of the Huntington bit. And then we also use network 51 apparently, which sort of goes, well, it goes quite a distance basically from what I can tell. But we only use a sort of distance went from Huntington into Wavesley. So the cycle is really nice indeed. As I said, we did 58 miles, which is a record for us. So basically, I had a really good look at the map. So we're sort of relying on like the National Cycle Network sort of signs, and some of them in Huntington weren't that great, so we're sort of guessing, so we sort of, there's some bits on the National Cycle Network sort of missed because we didn't quite know where we're going, but we did really well indeed. And in case you wanted to know the National Cycle Network bit we use number 12, which is basically took us in sort of the Huntington bit. And then we also use network 51 apparently, which sort of goes, well, it goes quite a distance basically from what I can tell. But we only use a sort of distance went from Huntington into Wavesley. So the cycle is really nice indeed. As I said, we did 58 miles, which is a record for us. So basically, I had a really good look at the map. So we're sort of relying on like the National Cycle Network sort of signs, and some of them in Huntington weren't that great, so we're sort of guessing, so we sort of, there's some bits on the National Cycle Network sort of missed because we didn't quite know where we're going, but we did really well indeed. And in case you wanted to know the National Cycle Network bit we use number 12, which is basically took us in sort of the Huntington bit. And then we also use network 51 apparently, which sort of goes, well, it goes quite a distance basically from what I can tell. But we only use a sort of distance went from Huntington into Wavesley. So the cycle is really nice indeed. As I said, we did 58 miles, which is a record for us. So basically down this road and it sort of takes, as well, takes quite a mileage out. So basically went down there. The only bit we did get a bit confused, we went into Huntington. I had a really good look at the map. So we're sort of relying on like the National Cycle Network sort of signs, and some of them in Huntington weren't that great, so we're sort of guessing, so we sort of, there's some bits on the National Cycle Network sort of missed because we didn't quite know where we're going, but we did really well indeed. And in case you wanted to know the National Cycle Network bit we use number 12, which is basically took us in sort of the Huntington bit. And then we also use network 51 apparently, which sort of goes, well, it goes quite a distance basically from what I can tell. But we only use into a big ditch and you go through a lot of villages and it's got hillier. And as I found out last time, we can sort of cheat and go down this road and it sort of takes, as well, takes quite a mileage out. So basically went down there. The only bit we did get a bit confused, we went into Huntington. I had a really good look at the map. So we're sort of relying on like the National Cycle Network sort of signs, and some of them in Huntington weren't that great, so we're sort of guessing, so we sort of, there's some bits on the National Cycle Network sort of missed because we didn't quite know where we're going, but we did really well indeed. And in case you wanted to know the National Cycle Network bit we use number 12, which is basically took us in sort of the Huntington bit. And then we also use network 51 apparently, which sort of goes, well, it goes quite a distance basically from what I can tell. But we only had a really good look at the map. So we're sort of relying on like the National Cycle Network sort of signs, and some of them in Huntington weren't that great, so we're sort of guessing, so we sort of, there's some bits on the National Cycle Network sort of missed because we didn't quite know where we're going, but we did really well indeed. And in case you wanted to know the National Cycle Network bit we use number 12, which is basically took us in sort of the Huntington bit. And then we also use work 51 apparently, which sort of goes, well, it goes quite a distance basically from what I can tell, but we only use the sort of distance went from Huntington into Wavesley, so the cycle is really nice indeed. As I said, we did 58 miles, which is a record for us, so this had a really good look at the map. So we're sort of relying on like the National Cycle Network sort of signs, and some of them in Huntington weren't that great, so we're sort of guessing, so we sort of, there's some bits of the National Cycle Network sort of missed because we didn't quite know where we're going, but we did really well indeed. And in case you wanted to know the National Cycle Network bit we use number 12, which is basically took us in sort of the Huntington bit. And then we also use network 51 apparently, which sort of goes, well, it goes quite a distance basically from what I can tell. But we only use the sort of distance went from Huntington into Wavesley. So the cycle is really nice indeed. As I said, we did 58 miles, which is a record for us. So this